Villalba acknowledges some parents and teachers worry about any gun on a school campus, but the newly elected Republican wants people to know his proposal would demand special training for the teacher who carries the gun.
These are essentially certified and trained law enforcement officers, on par with an air marshal or a deputized officer in an unincorporated city, something like that. This would be a situation where it's a school teacher or a gym teacher, someone who is already on campus, who's gone through this training, and who is the last line of defense in the protection of our children in an active shooter scenario.
Rena Honey, president of the largest Dallas teachers organization, the Alliance AFT, dislikes Villalba's plan.
It would be a much more common sense approach to fund our human and health services to get care for the mentally ill that we seem to be having these issues with.
Honey says she only feels secure if the person on campus with the gun is a full-time law enforcement officer. She says schools get robbed. A gun could get stolen or be found by a student. Villalba says he understands such worries, but envisions a trained gun-carrying teacher using deadly force only in a break-glass-in-case-of-emergency scenario. Despite a weapons ban at most Texas schools, districts can seek a waiver that lets employees carry concealed, licensed guns. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.